April is National Alcohol Awareness Month. And with that, we're doing everything that we can to help spread the word about alcoholism and substance abuse and what our safe drinking possibilities and things of that nature. So on Friday, tomorrow, we're going to be at the Westwood Mall. We'll have an information booth set up from 10 to 6. We'll be doing free alcohol screenings. And it'll also be a chance for folks to sign up for our fundraiser coming up on May 9th, Running to the Rescue.
Unfortunately, this is an issue.
It is.
And, you know, it sounds really kind of almost ignorant to say it that way, but it is truly an issue that needs to be dealt with, especially, unfortunately, around here.
It really is, and it's something where everyone knows somebody, that uncle or cousin or a coworker, a neighbor down the street that's been affected by alcoholism. It touches most of our lives in one way or another, and it's not a happy thing to talk about, and some things that folks like to kind of brush under the rug and ignore, and, you know, oh, that's the drunk down the street or whatnot, but it affects people, and it affects a lot of people.
Now, you mentioned alcohol screening. What is involved in that process?
Well, folks can do it a number of different ways. If they come to the mall, they can do a confidential free screening. And what that means is we'll come through and we'll ask them a series of questions about their drinking habits and things of that nature. And when we when we're done, there's only about 15 questions or so it's quick. They'll have an idea of whether they're in the realm of safe drinking, whether they need to consider getting some assistance, or maybe you're in that realm where they really need to do some get into some serious treatment options rather quickly before it becomes a serious health issue for them.
Now, you mentioned how it affects people. We all know someone. What if that person, and obviously a lot of people in that situation, aren't going to take that leap? But what if you're someone who knows that person? Can you kind of get an idea so maybe you can maybe lead that
Absolutely.
Person down the path later?
Definitely. We'll have a lot of information available at the booth that folks can take back with them. They'll have information on our website that they can go to. It lists steps on getting started, whether you're looking to get into treatment or whether you're looking to get somebody into treatment. There's a number of wonderful links that we have there to national websites that really give a lot of information, just about anything that you'd want to know, as well as the resources in the community, because there are a number of resources besides just ourselves.
You mentioned the term safe drinking, or at least you know, that there's some sort of parameters, or at least maybe some kind of statistical research that says there's a certain amount that is okay. Does that change from person to person, or are they sort of general ideas?
They're general ideas, but there's a couple things we know. Obviously, women that are pregnant shouldn't be drinking at all. There are issues that can affect the fetus there. There are certain realms of drinking. If you're drinking one drink a day with a meal, you know, you're in the safe realm. If you're drinking three drinks every day, well, that might be an issue, particularly if you're noticing it impacting your family, impacting your work, impacting other social activities.
You mentioned the mall. What time are you going to be there tomorrow?
10 o'clock. We'll be there from 10 to 6 tomorrow.
So there's an event coming up that you want to make sure people get registered for, and they can do that tomorrow and at other places. What's coming up?
Absolutely. Great Lakes Recovery Centers tomorrow will be at Westwood Mall from 10 to 6 for Alcohol Awareness Month. We'll have an information booth out. Folks can get free alcohol screenings if they're so inclined. And they'll also have a chance to sign up for Running to the Rescue, which is our fundraiser coming up May 9th. It's a run walk, a 5K race, and a 2-mile walk around Presque Isle to help raise funds for community services, for treatment services in the community.
Now, people hear run, and they usually run from the events. Now, but you meant the key on this is a run and walk. It's just, yes, it's a nice day to get out.
Absolutely. It's a chance for folks to come out and support services, whether they want to take place in the race or they want to just come out and walk around Presque Isle. At $20, it'll get you a t-shirt, prizes, refreshments. We'll crown some winners of the race, and it'll be a chance for folks to kind of get together and say, hey, we believe in what's going on in the fight against alcoholism.
Yeah, what's the money going to be used for in terms of your agency?
Money's going to be going to help provide vital treatment services for the community. It really is going to depend, one, on how many folks we have come out and what sort of monies we're talking about, mm-hmm, and the need within the programs. Last year, we had some money that went towards treatment resources, books and learning resources for the clients that are at our residential programs.
Now, do you want folks doing this ahead of time? Can they just show and walk, Walt? Or, I mean, would you want to know ahead of time?
We'd love to have them sign up ahead of time. That way we know, how many T-shirts we need to get and how many refreshments. And it helps things preparation-wise and makes things easier the day of. So when they can come at 8 o'clock and register and be there, by all means, if they're not able to. But if they can register for the race run or run walk, they can go to our website, which is www.glrc.biz. And there's a link right on the front that tells all about the race. They can download a registration form, mail it in, or fax it in. Either way, again, it's $20, and it really does help provide services.
And you'll also be able to do that tomorrow, correct?
Absolutely. We'll be signing folks up for that race run walk tomorrow at the Westwood Mall from 10 to 6.
And you're going to hear more on that because of the involvement of us in this whole thing, which we're grateful for the chance, Terry.
Oh, thank you.